Hello everyone, welcome to the 13th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis, and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. So thanks, Hamidji, for accepting my invitation. Today I'm talking to Hunji. She's one of the girls that I've met at the gym. She has a special workout. Happy to have you here. It's a pleasure to have an interview with you. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Hyunji, and I am pretty much a regular at the YMCA now. Yeah.
So how long have you been working out?
I've been starting working out since end of 2014, so it's been almost 5 years now, yeah, that I started going in the weight room.
So almost 5 years, and before that, did you do workouts?
No, before that, I guess I only got my workout mainly through like high school gym classes. Other than that, I never really did any sports outside of school or anything like that.
I've noticed that you do mostly running on the track,
yes.
Jogging, sprinting, jumping up and down. Are you getting ready for a marathon?
No, actually, running is something I started recently, actually. I started running more sprinting last year, I think. That's when I started joining the track team. I started running with them as part of the McGill Olympic Club. And yeah, it's been life-changing in a good, like, healthy, positive way for me, so I try to maintain that here.
Have you ever run a marathon?
No, I never competed. I never went to a marathon because most of the time that I started running, I was injured. I was having the typical, you know, beginner runner injuries, like with the shins and the ankles, so I never really had the chance to compete. Now that I graduated and I don't run with the track team, it just doesn't give me any reason to compete. I just do it for my own well-being now.
So how come you prefer sprinting towards, let's say, long run?
Good question. I like the power aspect of sprinting, like really the speed as well, speed and power that I really like. Long distance, for me personally, I find it a little tedious, a little more, not boring, but very monotone, I guess. So sprinting really like gives me like the chance to challenge myself and to see how fast I can go, how much power, how much strength do I have to run.
Well, it takes a lot of power, I know. It takes a lot of stamina.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people prefer just to go for that jogging.
It is. I don't really see many people sprinting on the track here. So.
Yeah, I might, if I do, maybe twice sprinting during the week. And it pushes a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of energy.
It does.
Okay, the jogging is more fun. So do you make this program on your own?
So technically, yeah. But I used to have a program from my coaches when I used to run at school. They would give us every week what kind of program we'd get and do it throughout the week. But now that I don't have a coach or anything, I base my workout on the training program that I had before. So I incorporate that from like what I learned from the team and just making my own now. Yeah.
And how long does it take normally your workout?
A workout usually takes 2 hours in total. The first hour maybe for the running and warm up, and then the second half for like weights. So that takes about 2 hours.
Yeah. So, but I've noticed that you mostly run on a track. Yeah. Don't you like tread?
Tread. I specifically came to this gym because it had a track, actually. Treadmills are okay. It's a, like a last minute resort, but it's a different feeling when you're running on the treadmill versus the track. Like you have more control on how fast you run, how much power, how much acceleration you give yourself on the track rather than on the treadmill, where you put the setting for you and then you are running for the treadmill, you know? You are running for the ground because the ground's already been set the speed for you, whereas on the track it's you running for, no, it's the ground running for you.
Is it just about the treadmill, or you have something against stair climber? I don't know.
No, I don't have anything against it. It's just that it's personally for the type of running I do, I guess it's best suited for me to run on like on a surface that doesn't roll for me, you know.
Nice. And you mostly, I've never seen you working out with someone else. Is it a preference that you like to do it individually, or?
Yeah, so I do like working out alone, mostly because in that way I can focus on myself, focus on what I'm working on a lot better. But I do like running with other people because that way that really pushes me to do better, to run faster. It's like a challenge. That's what I enjoyed a lot about running with the track team.
You like it more indoor or outdoor?
I like them both, except that in the summer it can get really hot if I run outside.
And in the winter it can get so cold, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to find a balance sometimes.
Maybe spring is the best time for you.
Yeah.
And how is working out, you know, the journey that you have has impacted your personal life?
Oh, it has affected me in a positive way, always in a positive way. I feel better in my body, I'm more confident. Also, not only physically, but mentally as well. It really puts me more in the moment. I enjoy more the present moment when I'm more physically involved in activities, yeah.
And outside of working out, do you do some other stuff like, I don't know, some other sport like yoga, I don't know?
No, I don't actually, but I really want to get into archery. I started a little bit before, but I never really immersed myself fully into it, so archery and martial arts, that'd be fun.
But archery, is it possible here at the Y?
At the Y, no, I don't think they have a range here, yeah.
But that must be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've tried before, you said?
Yeah, I've tried before. And, yeah.
And any other kind of sports that you may have practiced so far?
Practiced? No, not really.
You been trying?
I tried volleyball a bit, basketball, but that usually requires playing with other people, and it's hard to find the right time for all of us to come and play together.
Are you a fan of meditation?
Yes, I do it every morning, actually.
Every morning?
Yeah. For half an hour.
Well, we have to say, actually, I do it for 20 minutes every morning at 5 a.m. I wake up.
Oh, that's first amazing.
Thing, I go on the couch, I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's the best time of the day to meditate.
What kind of meditation do you do?
It's mostly, I'm not sure if there's a term for it. I'm pretty sure there is, but it's just focusing on your breathing, trying to be more aware of your surroundings. And if you notice your thoughts just starting to ramble, you just realize that, oh, this is happening. I have to stop it and bring my awareness to my breathing now and just focus on the present moment.
We do it a bit differently. I have the Tony Robbins method, it's called priming.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit different. It's mostly, first of all, I start with breath of fire, then thinking about some good moments that you have had in the past, and then imagining that some of the bad mistakes that you have made and trying to correct it in your mind.
Okay.
And then a couple of things that you have been grateful for, and at the end, having a vision for the future, what you want to do in the future. I don't know, just try to picture it. Normally it's easier to picture the past than picture in the future.
Yeah.
But both of them, since you are playing with your imagination, you're directing it, it feels real good.
Yeah.
And at the end there's a mantra that you repeat it every day. He doesn't believe in, Tony Robbins, he doesn't believe in meditation because he says, I've never been able to not to be able to think thoughts.
Really?
So he tries to imagine things. He says that you gotta really think and go to the past, future, and just be in control of your imagination.
Okay.
So I've been doing it for almost actually a month and a half. I was in Los Angeles in his workshop, and over there I learned it, and I'm practicing it. It's really good.
Okay.
Morning, I started with that. So meditation.
That's good.
It's good. I do yoga here, and they have a part, small part for meditation.
Yeah.
You've never tried yoga, you said?
No, I never tried.
That's interesting. I should maybe push you to yoga one day.
Yeah, one day.
You may like it. do you play any musical instruments?
I do.
Oh, what kind of?
I play the piano. I know how to play the flute and the guitar as well. But piano is something I learned since I was 5. So I'm more expressive, I guess, than the piano.
I remember I practiced guitar when I was a bit younger, and I was told that if you go to the gym, your hands gonna go too strong, you get too strong, and you can't
more
play guitar. Is it a myth or is it a reality?
I think it's a myth, yeah. It should actually make you play better if ever, because, like, I mean, say you work your forearms, I'm pretty sure, like, when you're holding the riffs, you know, like, it'll be easier for you to reach, like, further notes because of that forearm strength. I don't know.
So there's no
I'm
fact
just assuming.
Into it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Excuse to quit playing guitar. And I've noticed that there are some people who come to the gym, and after a while, you know, they quit, they get disappointed, they don't get the results. What do you think mostly the reason is behind it?
I think mostly the reason is that they're not seeing quick results. I know this happened with my sister. Like, she used to go to the gym consistently for about a month, but she suddenly stopped because she wasn't seeing the results she wanted. So I think because of that, it's hard to go to the gym regularly for some people, I guess. But also, if you don't make it into a habit, then it also gets challenging for you to find the right time to go to the gym.
Is it about just working out, or let's say nutrition, relaxation, rest, all these things are important?
Oh yeah, of course. Nutrition is also very important, as you probably know. Rest days are very important as well.
Do you work out every day, or you have rest days?
I do have rest days.
How many?
Two or three per week. Yeah.
So you have, let's say, 4 workouts and 3 rest days?
More like 2 workouts and then 1 rest day, and then 2 workouts and then 1 rest day.
Oh,
that's what I try to do, yeah.
I do a bit more extreme. I have 6 work days and 1 rest day. Saturdays is my rest day.
I used to have to do that when I used to run with the track team, actually. That was pretty intense. Yeah.
Is there any message that you want to send to people who like to come to the gym, or they are quitters, or they don't see any results?
I would say, first, don't be shy to come to the gym. Everyone's there to just work out on themselves, not to be there to judge you. And don't be afraid to ask for help around, you know, everyone's just trying to learn what the best technique is at the gym and apply it in the most efficient way. So don't be afraid to ask people who might know a lot more about that. And don't give up. Like, I know it can be hard mentally. It can be challenging to make yourself go to the gym, but just keep doing it, keep pushing yourself, and then you will be a lot happier with the results, mentally and physically, I would say.
Thanks, Unji. It's been a pleasure, and nice talking to you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this interview. I learned a lot, how to be more focused during my exercises, and I'm happy that I have this opportunity to share it with you so you can get better at your Get Fit trip. Until next time, take care of yourself. Don't forget to subscribe to our blog, to our podcast, visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter, and talk to you soon.